storage walls. So now it is time to pass all. Dr. Jentake, pass all.
I'm going to try this. Wang Yin Chang Zhao Gao Wei Lai. I said it wrong, didn't I? Welcome, Chinese guests. My nephew and I, his name's Donnie, we're starting a small business together, and he's a teacher just like myself. He works for the Maryland School for the Blind. So, like me, he has more time in the summers.
我的那个小侄子叫Danny，他和我在开一个小的那个做一些小的生意，因为他也是个老师，在马里兰的那个盲人学校教书，像我一样，他暑假有不少的时间。
So what is this business? Used items. My nephew's a mechanic, so we primarily are dealing with used cars, used boats, used jet skis, used scooters, simply anything motorized.
那什么是我们要做的生意呢？那是用过的东西。那因为那个Danny是一个机械师，所以我们主要是来做一些老的车子、老的船、老的这个水上摩托，反正所有能够开了跑的东西，我们都有兴趣。
Have you ever seen the TV show Storage Wars?
你们有没有看过一个电视剧叫做《储藏室的战争》?
Let me show you a little clip from it.
我给你们放一些片段。
So this past Thursday, my nephew talked me into going to one of these things.
Yeah.
So he, his wife, my wife Sandy, and I, we went off to this auction. And I've been to auctions before, and I've been to an auction like this before, but frankly, I don't understand. I don't see the benefit of buying other people's leftovers, their junk, or their forgotten memories. But I thought, well, maybe it might be a little fun.
我觉得那个我对这个没有什么太大的兴趣，因为大部分都是人家用过的东西，是旧货啊，人家这些老的记忆。那我想我你可能有还挺好玩的，去看看。
Well, we watched a lot of people spend hundreds of dollars on bags, plastic tubs, furniture, which didn't look like anything I would want in my house. And this show makes you think that you're going to find this treasure in every single locker, you know? But to me, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that that's not true.
我看人家是花很几百块钱买那些老的一些塑料桶啊，一些一个老的一些那个袋子啊，一些破家具，我都不愿意放在我家里。那像刚才这个电商告诉我们说，你好像每一次都在这个书展室里面能发现很值钱的东西。我看这个不需要一个这个不是一般来说不对。
Anyway, it made me think about all our possessions, our junk, our, so to speak, treasures stored in our house. And Sandy and I now live in a new home, which is about 2 years now, and we're still dealing with the clutter. We're still going through old stuff. There's still boxes that haven't been opened, trying to decide what should be given away, what should be tossed away, and what, frankly, should just be burned.
那这个是我想起我们自己家里的那些垃圾，所谓的一些好东西。那三弟和我是我们用卖掉两个老的房啊，我们已经搬到我们新房子已经两年了，但是我们还是在一些有很多旧的东西，乱七八糟的。我们再看一些老的东西，是不是要把它给出去，或者是扔掉，或者甚至把它烧掉
？Why is it so hard for us to get rid of things?I know two reasons I struggle with it. First, the item represented money that I spent and worked really hard for. And second, it might mean something in my past or something to Sandy in her past.
Why do we not want to get rid of these old things? I can think of two reasons. The first is that we spent some money, we spent some money to buy some things. The second is that it reminds me of some past memory.或者是关于三弟，就是他的太太，他的关于以前的一些生活的记忆。
So it's a financial value or a sentimental value. For instance, baby shoes, drawings created by my kids, baby blankets, toys, anything that reminds us of the people we love. You name it, photographs, keepsakes, knickknacks, and many other things handed down from generation to generation.
虽然这个都很不值钱，但是有很多的感情的那个价值啊，也就是说的他帮助我们能够回想以前那些那个美好的一些时光，比如说一些小孩子的鞋子啦，小孩子画的画啦，然后一些小孩子的那个衣服、那个被子等等啊，这都是提醒我们以前所爱过的人。
So why do we keep this stuff? What's the common thread?Value. We keep these things because of the perceived value they have.
那我们为什么要保持这些东西把这些东西放在家里呢？我们以什么东西共同的东西呢？就是它的价值。我们保持这东西，因为我们认为它有价值。
I started thinking about what is the most important thing in our lives. Relationships.
那所以我们想起什么是对我们的生活对我们的生命来说是最重要的，就是我们的关系。
So first let's look at the relationship status. I mean there's kind of a hierarchy or a progression of relationships. We all have many acquaintances, maybe dozens, maybe even hundreds. Beyond acquaintances we have casual friendsCasual friends are created by the circumstances we live in. We either work with them, or go to school, or play sports together, or go to the same church, or live near them. In short, they're near our neighbors. And then there are many other circumstances which make people fit into the category of casual friends.
那我们现在讲一下我们是不同的朋友的关系，不同的关系。那有的是这种不同的层次的关系，有些 是我们的一些熟人，那我们可能有很多的熟人，有几十个或者上百个的活那个熟人。那除了熟人以外，我们也是那个偶然临时性的朋友。那这些朋友呢，是有在某种场合才有的。那我们也许可能是在一起工作，或者到同一个学校读书，或者是在一起这个打球，或者是到同一个教会，或者是生活在同一个这个是邻居。那好多这种不同的那个场合，就会产生不同的这样的朋友。
Well, some of these casual friends then get elevated to the status of friends. We tend to spend more time with them, and it's a lot of times it's not just the result of our circumstances.
那有些朋友就变得这个关系变好了，就会这种偶然的朋友就变成了真正的朋友。那我们就会那个花更多的时间在一起，而不只是在这个场合在这中的。
And sometimes when the circumstances change, the relationship changes. And when it doesn't, they become good friends.
那这个场合改变的时候，那么这种朋友的关系也会改变。那有个朋友关系不改变的，那就是好朋友。
But we still haven't hit the highest category of them all. Today we'll call that valued others. It's people that we value.
那我们当然最高层次的朋友是所谓的有价值的人，对你来说有你所看重的人。
So that's who we're going to talk about. I want to give you five investments I think we need to do if we're going to have a sufficient, a healthy, and a successful relationship.
那今天我们就来讲就是你所看重的人。我会告诉你们有五种不同的这个投资我们应该做的，是我们来建立这个很好的关系。
Just like the stuff in our storage sheds, there's also a cost involved, a relationship investment. With acquaintances, it's pretty low. With casual friends, it's moderate. With good friends, more. But with valued others, it's the highest investment that we give. You might even say it's pretty tough. These kind of relationships aren't easy to navigate through.
那就像我们那些储藏室里的那些东西一样，每样东西都有一个价值。那同样，我们的对感情、对关系要有投资。那我们所认识的熟人，我们的投资可能很低。那对我们的朋友是那个投资要高一些。那对我们的好朋友那就更高了。对那些我们所看重的人，那就是有相当高的那个投资在里面。那有的时候就是相当难的。
I heard one pastor say to his son, he was kind of poking fun at his wife. He said, "The secret to marriage, son, is to deposit faster than your wife can withdraw." Now, although he was referring to money, I think the principle of depositing and withdrawing is important when we talk about relationships.
那有一次，一个牧师也开玩笑的说，对他的儿子说，那对婚姻来说最重要的这个秘诀就是说，你存的比你取的还要多。那当然，他是指的是钱，但是是关于这个存储和存和提取的这个概念，对这个建立关系来说是非常重要的。
So all relationships go through a withdrawal at some point in time, a crisis withdrawal, a conflict withdrawal. If there's enough deposited into that relationship, if there's enough invested, then when the withdrawal happens, and you all know there are always going to be withdrawals, the relationship won't go bankrupt.
这个关系当中，我们总是有提取的时候。我们碰到难处、困难的时候，我们就会提取一些。我们碰到这个之间有冲突的时候，我们也会提取。那当我们这个投资足够多的时候，那当这基础越来越多的时候，我们这个关系就不会bankrupt， 不会这个破坏掉。
The Bible has a lot to say about relationships. We're created to be in them with others. Loneliness was not God's intent. In Sunday school, we're taught the creation stories.
那个圣经对这个关系有很多的描述，啊，我们是在关系当中可以创造的。这个啊，孤独不是上帝的意思。那对我们给小孩子上这个啊，上这个啊主日学的时候，我们讲到创造论里面的那个一些事情。
So when God created everything, He said it was good. But when He created man, He said it is not good. He's alone. So He created Eve.And God intended these relationships to be deep. He intended them to have a purpose. God ordained relationships.
上帝创造了所有的东西，他说都是好的。然后他创造了人，他说那人独居不好，所以他创造了夏娃。上帝让希望我们这个关系，希望他们的关系是很深的。啊，他希望他们的生活有目的。这个关系是上帝所命定的。
帮我们 read this。
我们大家一起来读好不好？两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶持他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶持他来，这人就有祸了。
And then let's look at Proverbs 27.
我们大家一起来，铁磨铁，磨出刃来。朋友相感也是如此。
As iron sharpens iron, people can improve each other. We are richer, deeper, and more meaningful people because of the value to others in our lives.
铁磨铁，磨出刃来，但我们也会变得更加的深刻，更加的丰富，更加的有意义，就是因为我们当中有一些我们所看重的人。
I hope you can see the return on our investment of what we put in to a relationship based on this verse, 2 Corinthians 9.
我希望在下面这段经文当中，你可以看出来，在我们投资这个感情的时候，我们会得到怎么样的回报。少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
Value relationships take work. We put into them what we get out of them.That's why I like to use the word investment. An investment is intentional. An investment is strategic. You calculate the cost of an investment.
这个关系是要来，关系是要在上面做，要去营造的。我们放在里边，我们就可以提取。啊，这个，所以我就喜欢这个字叫做投资。投资是有目的的，投资是有策略的。我们会你要仔细的来来计算你的那个投资所放的钱的价值。
Just translate this part, but I'm going to tell a story. So this weekend, my nephew and I went to a car auction. We decided we were going to buy this 1960 mint condition Ford Thunderbird. It was immaculate. It was gorgeous inside and out. So all week long, what do? We do research. We're on the internet. We're on the NADA site. We're on Blue Book Kelly. He downloaded onto his DVR 12 hours of this TV show that has all these classic car auctions because we wanted to go in prepared. I went to the bank.Because I knew it was going to be expensive, and I wanted to see if I could get a loan, because this car was worth as much as $25,000, and at this auction, they go a little lower. So we're excited. So we get there, and finally, he's not going to translate all this. Okay. When we get there, you know, I'm nervous, you know, I'm shaking like this, and I'm thinking about this investment I'm going to make.And so the auctioneer starts off, he's like, hey, you got 40, you got 40, you got 50, 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 you got 50 You with me? Whoa, coming over the top. So it's flowing down to $6,500, and I say, $6,000. And this guy next to me says, $6,500. And before you know it, all hell broke loose. The auction was crazy then, because all those little people who were going, $4,100, $4,200, $4,300. Now all the big guns come out. And I'm like, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? So the guy on the other side goes, $6,700. Here, the auctioneer doing the same thing. This is the same. And he points to me and he goes, $7,000. Now we set our limit at $8,000. Okay, because we priced it. But I knew there was a little bit of flex, and it was a matter of whether we were going to make money. So he goes, $8,000. Now, I'm not exaggerating. I'm screaming it. Because I'm dead. I've never spent $8,000 at a car auction. So he keeps going, comes around to me, and I go, $9,500. That's it. This is the top. And so he's pointing to me, and he goes, and I know him now by name, and I say, Britt, give me a minute. Everyone's laughing, the people who aren't bidding. And I go, $10,000. And the guy next to me goes, $10,100. Now, my first reaction was this. Thank God. Because it was getting to the point where I'm sitting there, the only way we're going to get this money is to put a lien on my car, okay? And I'm sitting there thinking, well, Sandy, it's a really good investment. It's on the internet. We can, you know, probably sell it for $23,000, maybe. I don't know, maybe $15,000. Maybe $13,000. I'm like, no, that's it. We're done. So I've analyzed all week long that investment. And that's what I want you all to feel.
Now he's going to say one sentence.
Okay.
You don't need to translate that.
Translate, he just said, that American is crazy, didn't he? So, like material things, like a car, a valued relationship is not by accident. When you shop for cars, you do all the research. I do too. Relationships just don't happen. I mean, they take a lot of work. Those of you who are married know what I'm talking about. They're made. They're built. They're developed, and we need to determine their value.
<coughs>
Left alone, relationships will atrophy. They'll fall apart. They'll limp along. And they'll lose their valued status. And we've all been a part of relationships like that.
要不然的话，那个关系就会萎靡，就会破裂，然后就会那个关系就会，这个关系就开始就不存在了。那我们当然都是经过这样一些过程。
Well, I want to walk through 5 investments that I hope challenge you. And what I'd like you to do is think about someone in your life who you considered a valued other as we go through these 5 investments.
那我现在会跟你们讲五种不同的这个投资。我希望我在来帮助你们来建造这个关系。那我希望在我讲这种不同的投资的时候，我希望你们来想一想你们心目当中对你们所看重的那样所看重的人。
Number one, an investment of interest.
第一个是投资对他的关心关怀。
What I'm talking about here is to be other-centered, to give interest to one another.
那我在这里讲的是以别人为中心的，是对别人的关心。
Proverbs 18.
对于与众寡合的，独自寻求心愿，并恼恨一切生智慧。
And then Philippians 2:4.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And pretty much any bookstore you go in and you go into the section of relationships, the heading of most of the books fall under self-help. Now, when you open the Bible, of God's Word, we see what He has to say about relationships, and if they had a heading, it would be others' help.
如果你随便到一个书店的话，你就看那些关于关系的那些书的话，大部分都是在描述怎么样来帮助自己。但是你如果打开圣经来了解神的话的话，神的话会，如果你把它也放在一个这个条目下面的话，这个条目应该是来帮助别人。
So, what kind of investment of interest do you have in that other purpose? In that other person. Number one, you can ask questions.
那你怎么样来投资这样一个关系，来关心别人呢？第一个就是你要问问题。
Asking good questions takes genuine interest. It shows it. People love to talk about the most valued subject, the most important subject in their lives, which is usually themselves. Good questions are questions that will bring out the best in the people who you value.
那好的问题需要是问好的问题需要对人真正的关怀啊，那人家都喜欢，每个人都喜欢讨论一些最重要的题目，最那个有价值的题目，通常这个题目就是关于他们自己。那好的问题就会挑战人的个性，就会把别人里边最好的部分给那个表给表达出来。
Good questions evoke feelings. Good questions reveal character. Questions of a valued relationship are what food is to the body. Relationships really can't survive without some interaction and questioning.
好的问题会唤起人的感情，也显明人的个性。好的问题对建造一个关系来说，就像那个粮食对我们的身体一样的重要。那个如果好的关系没有那个来问问题的话，这个关系很难那个生存下去。
We give other people our interest when we ask them questions.
我们问问题的时候，我们就是表达对人的关心关怀。
Even the Bible gives us a definition. Let's look at James 1:19.
我们一同来读这段圣经，好不好？我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
As a result, you're slow to become angry, and you become quick to listen. Remember, God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth.
所以结果是呢，你比较不太容易生气， 那你听快快的听慢慢的说因为上帝给我们两个耳朵一张嘴
Do the math 2, 1Even little children want to be heard. They want eye contact. They want attention, sometimes a little bit more than we want to give them. We communicate so much of the value of another person when we look them in the eye. When our body language says, I am genuinely interested in you, I value you.
Because children, they also want to be listened to. They need attention to eyes.他们当我们用我们的眼睛去关注别人的时候，我们就给人有很多的价值，我们就看重别人。那我们的身体语言在告诉人说，我对你很有兴趣，我很关心你，我很看重你。
If you're brave enough, I'm going to challenge you to do something. I want to challenge you to go to that valued other person in your life, the one I've been asking you to think about, and ask them this.Do I ask good questions? What are the questions that might bring out the richness in you? And gentlemen, more than women, am I a good listener?
如果你比较勇敢的话，我会挑战你下面这样一个事情。你对你刚才在心里边所想的那位你所看中的人，你可以去问他说。我是不是问很好的问题？我的问题是不是把你里边最丰富的部分给显示出来？我是不是一个很好的聆听者
？Ladies, be kind when you answer that last question.
太太们，你们对那个在问这些问题的时候要kind 一点啊。
The second investment I'd like to talk about is making the investment of acceptance.
另外一个投资是关于接纳。
Acceptance is that attention that I give you that isn't conditional. I'm accepting you for who you are, where you are, and what you can become. Therefore, you get my attention.
这个接纳是一种无条件的这个关注。我接纳你。不管是谁，不管你在哪里，不管你会变成什么样的人，所以呢，你得到我的这个关注。
Romans 15:7。
我们大家一同来读啊。所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，是荣耀归于神。
Accept one another. Why do we accept one another? Because simply we're all different. God created us.This way. This type of acceptance says, I love you. Period.
那为什么要接纳彼此接纳呢？简单的说，我们因为我们不一样，上帝就是这样创造的啊，所以这种接纳是说，简单的来说就是我爱你。
Parents, listen to this. Being a pastor, primarily of young people, for close to 2 decades, I've seen a lot of conditional love, a lot of conditional acceptance. I love you if you get straight A's. I love you if you clean your room. I love you because, well, I have to. That's not acceptance. That's pretty conditional.
So it's like a...牧师来说，他就是年轻人的牧师。那我已经做了20年。那我看到很多这个有条件的爱和有条件的接纳。我爱你，如果你都是拿到全部是 A 的话，如果我爱你，如果你把你的房间那个整理得很干净的话，我爱你，我实在没办法。那个这个不是这个接纳，不是有条件的。
When we value others, we accept them for the people God created them to be. Some of us, as parents, look at our children and we think of them as a blank slate, a white canvas. They got our genetic code, and therefore, I'm going to create them to be the person in my dreams.
我们爱别人是因为我们接我们爱他们，是我们看重他们，因为上帝 是这样创造他们。那我们这里去父母亲来说，我们把我们的小孩子看成是一张白纸或者是一张白帆布啊，他们里面有我们的基因，所以呢，我们可以按照我们的想象来创造他们。
Yet we forget that God has a part of this imprint, a bigger part than us, and that God may have a different creation in mind than we do.
那我们有的时候忘记了，上帝也有基因在他们身上，啊，上帝有个不同的想，对他们来说有个不同的想法，不同的那个目的和计划。
Sometimes it bothers us.Sometimes it disappoints us. We begin to distance ourselves from our kids. We demand more than they might be able of to achieve. When they don't succeed, we heap even more pressure on them.
有的时候我们，这一点有的时候是我们觉得很难受。我们有的时候因为这样子就跟我们的孩子产生距离。啊，我们有的时候给他们要求是他们所不能完成的。当他们做不到的时候，我们就给他们更大的压力。
Our kids kid around with me a little bit, and especially when they're talking about their grades. And some of you might not know that if you get a B, it's called Chinese fail.
讲到这个小孩子的这个成绩的时候，那个我想多讲一两。有的时候对小孩子来说，如果他得了个 B。那就是中国式的失败。
That's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
这是很大的压力。
God made us different.
上帝让我们
promote them. That's one of the actions.
另外一个行动就是来鼓励这个差异。
Maybe you're a math whiz, but your kid might not be. It's okay. Promote what they are good at.
也许你是一个数学的天才，但是你的孩子可能不一定是，所以你要来鼓动，来找到对他来说最好的，他里边最好的。
Second action is to forgive.
第二个行动就是要饶恕。
That's a tough action. Based on the people we interact with, we.Might not adequately accept and forgive them. It's a huge issue of unconditional acceptance. You cannot accept someone if you haven't forgiven them.
那个饶恕是一个很通常是一个很难的行动。当我们跟别人有很多的接触的时候，我们会有的时候我们没办法饶恕他们。但是如果没有饶恕的话，我们就没办法达到这个无条件的接纳。
The Bible makes it very clear about the gift of forgiveness. We get it from God. It's available. It restores us to God. It's a free gift. Let's look at Matthew 6.
那圣经很清楚地讲到关于这个我们从上帝得到的饶恕，上帝提供饶恕给我们，上帝因着饶恕把我们带到他的面前，这也是一个免费的一个礼物。
Well, when it comes to valued relationships, not only do we have an investment of interest and acceptance, we also have an investment of experience.
那除了这个关于饶恕，关于这个饶恕和这个差异以外，我们下面是讲另外一个 investment， 讲到是那个经历。
When I'm talking about experience, I'm talking about not necessarily just positive ones or negative ones. I'm talking about those great memories. I'm trying to talk about experience, and then I want to talk about two words, laughter and comfort.
When we talk about
One investment of experience is laughter.
啊，跟这个经历人是其中一个就是欢笑。
I realize that there are not a lot of verses in the Bible that say thou shalt laugh. The Bible does talk a lot about joy, which I think is the source of where laughter comes from. Joy is having a right relationship with God and having a right relationship with others.
圣经上并没有这样一条界定说你必须要笑，但是圣经讲了很多的关于喜乐，因为喜乐是欢笑的根源，喜乐也是表达我们跟神跟人之间有一个正确的关系。
Proverbs 15:30 says, bright eyes gladden the heart, good news puts fat on the bones. Yes sir, that means I can be chubby.
圣经圣言说眼有光使心喜乐，好信使子骨滋润，有的时候会长胖，对不对？
You're not chubby. Proverbs 15:13 says, a joyful heart makes a cheerful face. Laughter is a rich experience.
好，我们从来读这段经文。心中喜乐，面带笑容，心里忧愁，灵被损伤。
I love to make people laugh.
我很喜欢让别人笑。
And I love to laugh.
我也很喜欢笑。
There's a great doctor, his name's nickname is Patch. Patch Adams. He was the founder of the Gesundheit Institute. And they have a great mission statement. Do we have it? No? All right. The model is organized around these principles. Number one, care is free. At the Gesundheit Institute, there's no charge. Patients are treated as friends. And then ample time is given to the care interaction. The first interaction is 3 hours long. Imagine going to sit with a doctor and he's not in a hurry. He's giving you 3 hours to tell them what's going on. All the medicine is complementary, and the health of the staff is as important as the health of the patients. And the best part, care is infused with play and fun.
有一个医生，他名字叫 Patch Adams， 他建造了一个研究院，叫做
Gesundheit。It's German for God bless you。
God bless， 上帝保祝福你的这个 Gesundheit 研究所，他有这样一个他们是这样一个有这样一个目标的这个有这样一个目的，他这个是按照他们的那个模型，就是他们服务的这个模型，是按照下面的这样一些原则来建造的。第一个，这个对人的照顾是免费的，所以你去到他那里是免费的。那么这个病人呢，对像对朋友一样的对待。那第三个呢，就是有充分的时间在交流的过程，在这个交流的过程当中。那比如说第一次的那个跟医生的那个交流，就是有3个小时的时间。下面一个呢，就是说所有的那个药物都是辅助性的，都是意思就是说这个关系这个关怀才是最关键的，药物反而是辅助性的。最重要的一条就是这个关怀里边有很多的这个很好玩，也大家一起玩。
Imagine if that was the mission of a church.
如果这是教会的这个目标的话
，Care's free.Everyone's a friend. I'm going to give you my time. 3 hours when I first meet you. I'm willing to take you out to lunch, dinner, wine and dine you, and I just met you. It'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? Anything you want, complimentary. You need shirts, clothes, water, food. What do you need? And we care about one another as we minister to the community. And the best part, we do it while we're having fun and we're playing.That's a church I want to be with.
想想看，如果教会是这样子的话，该多好啊！你到教会来，对你的关怀是这个免费的，我们大家都是朋友。然后呢，花很多的时间在你身上，第一次的那个见面，花上3个小时的时间，然后其他的东西你都可以免费的拿。然后那个最后呢，就是大家都很高兴在一起玩，很高兴，很痛快。
So picture Jesus. Picture Jesus.He's with 12 guys for 3 years, and they're camping out. They're walking around. You can't tell me that they weren't laughing at times. Come on.
想想看，耶稣他跟他的12个门徒3年的时间之内，常常在外面这个野营，说他们在一起没有一个很快乐的时光吗？难道？
Christianity has created a Jesus that is smug, stuffy, sober, serious. But see, I picture a Jesus that's out with these other guys having fun. Maybe Peter picks up some fish and he throws it at his brother Andrew. Andrew ducks and it slaps Jesus in the face. I don't see Jesus getting up and saying, "Thou hast hittest me in the face. Thou shalt be damned to eternity in hell." Now, I see Jesus picking up the fish and winging it back at him and then all laughing as they smell and have a great time together. That's my God.
基督教通常把耶稣讲成是一个踌躇满志的非常严肃的这样一个那个形象。那我认为这个耶稣跟他的朋友们和他的门徒在一起是很高兴的，在一起玩的也有趣的。但是比如说可能那个彼得会拿一条鱼来扔他的兄弟安德烈，那他的兄弟所藏也就是这条鱼正好扔在耶稣脸上。那耶稣，我不认为耶稣会那个严肃的跟他说，因为你打在我的脸上，所以你要进入地狱。反而我相信，可能耶稣可能是拿这条鱼反而扔过去，所以对大家都很高兴、快乐的笑得很开心。
The second action is comfort.
第二个那个行动就是安慰。
I think experiences become rich when we share the pain and a valued.Relationship, when we display the comfort that people need. No one enjoys pain, but it's going to happen. And pain is an open door for us, the church, to walk in to a valued other's life and comfort them.
I think that sometimes we share our pain and our comfort and our comfort is our relationship.那当然没有人喜欢这个痛苦，但是这个痛苦会一定还是会发生。但痛苦对于教会来说是让我们进入一个更深的一个关系的一个途径。
Second Corinthians 1。
那我们大家一起来读好不好？愿颂赞归我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，是各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们。叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
So that is, excuse me, I'm sorry, that is three of the five. I can see by your faces that I'm going to lose you if I go to all five. So I will wrap up the five at another time.So I'm hoping that you walk away with something that you can use, something that you can give to that valued others. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, I thank you for your love and grace. Father, I do thank you for having us realize that there is value in relationships. Father, I do thank you for the love that you give to us so that we may give it to others.Lord, as we leave here, help us to remember the lessons you've taught us through your scriptures. Help us to cling to those words. Help us to walk away with one truth that we will put into action, because life and love is about actions. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
他说刚才讲了五个那个投资当中的三个，如果再继续讲下去的话，你们可能都睡着了。所以呢，现在简单的在这里草草结束。他可以做一个报告。好，谢谢。
Thank you, Pastor.